Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
America's farmers and ranchers are the hardest working people on earth. Sun up to sundown, you do whatever it takes to get the job done. So when it comes to your side-by-side vehicle, choose the one with the number one track record for reliability. The Yamaha Viking and all-new Viking 6. The world's first and only true 3 and 6 person side-by-sides. Assembled right here in America, Viking is number one in drivetrain durability, comfort, and off-road capability. With class-leading features the competition just doesn't have, like Ultramatic transmission with all-wheel downhill engine braking, and OnCommand with fully locked four-wheel drive. So whether you're hauling feed, mending fences, or hunting deer, nothing outworks a Yamaha Viking. For more, Google Discover Yamaha. That's Discover Yamaha. Most dependable claim based on 2013 Yamaha Source Side-by-Side Owner Study. Yamaha owners reported fewer CVT belt drivetrain problems than competitive owners.
Latest USDA numbers are out. This is all based on data up to the 1st of September, both crop production numbers and the latest supply demand data as well. And it does look like that we've got a lot of things to chew on, whether you're talking about corn, soybeans, grain sorghum, the cotton crop, the peanut crop, our spring planted crops, a lot of data there. And according to Daniel Smith with Top Third Marketing, for the case of the corn and soybean crops, we're looking at ample supplies plus a little.
Usually, historically, in September, this report is kind of a benign report. In other words, the USDA doesn't fudge much on yields, wanting to see more yields from the from the Midwest come through the door, just not the South. This time, they, however, have raised it by a bushel more an acre, which is kind of a characteristic. That's why we're seeing the market kind of on edge this morning. We got a corn yield from the USDA at 171.7, projected carry out well over 2 billion bushels right now. Soybeans, they raised it a half bushel at 446.6, carry out there at 475. More than healthy numbers, pretty much taking this crop down further in price and value because of the expected harvest coming through the door.
Corn and soybean prices declined on the futures markets after the report was released yesterday morning. Cotton futures actually went a little bit higher as we saw stocks actually tighten up just a little bit. Cotton crop production forecast at 16.5 million bales. That's off 6% from the August forecast, but still some 28% up from 2013. In the case of the Oklahoma cotton crop, 2014 is going to be a lot better than a year ago. Production expected more than double the dismal crop of 2013. The latest USDA crop production numbers showed that hot and dry conditions in late July and all of August did hurt the crop, though, as far as the upside potential of the Oklahoma cotton crop. Uncle Sam reduced the predicted size of the crop of 55,000 bales from August to September. 2014 crop is now estimated to be 320,000 bales. Does look like the other spring planted crop that's really jumped higher in 2014 versus 2013 in Oklahoma is the grain sorghum crop, with an increase of 60,000 acres over a year ago. When it comes to harvested acres predicted, Oklahoma farmers are set to harvest 21.78 million bushels of grain sorghum this year, up 47% from last year's overall production of 14.85 million bushels. Many of the grain sorghum acres grown this year came at the expense of corn. There's 40,000 fewer acres of corn to be harvested this year, and overall corn crop 40.5 million bushels, down 10% from a year ago. Oklahoma soybean production 9.14 million bushels, off 10%, and the Oklahoma peanut crop down 9% from 2013, 54.5 million pounds. You've got farm news, I'm Ron.
It's a special cow and bull sale at McAllister Union Stockyard, Saturday, September 20th at noon. Over 750 head of bred cows, pairs, bred heifers, open heifers, and bulls will be available. The sale will feature 100 crossbred cows, pairs, and heifers, 70 Angus-influenced bred heifers, 90 Angus-plus bred heifers, and many more. New buyers need to register before sale day. For more information, go to the website at www.mcallisterstockyards.com or call 918-423-2834.
That's your farm news. Have a good day. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.